Good Wednesday. Today is February the 12th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, the USDA is withholding funds from farmers for conservation programs, despite the White House stating last week that the funds to individuals would not be frozen. We're going to take a look at what's going on and what the future may hold coming up after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, as of late last week, the USDA was withholding funds from farmers for conservation programs, despite the White House stating that the funds to individuals would not be frozen. Now, contractors for conservation programs also have been affected by the funding freeze. The Iowa Soybean Association, for instance, cited in a letter to lawmakers that $11 million owed to farmers would be at risk. Farmers are learning their conservation payments are froze because those contracts were funded through the Inflation Reduction Act. Two federal judges over the past week have ruled that the Trump administration did not have authority to block funding that was appropriated by Congress, and DTN has sought comment from USDA over which programs are frozen and questions why payments to individual farmers were frozen. USDA's press office did not respond, and officials with the Natural Resources Conservation Service also have not responded. The Trump administration put a freeze on all federal spending related to the Inflation Reduction Act, and other reports have cited that renewable energy grants at EPA and the Department of Energy have been halted to communities around the country. There are reports of federal agencies now trying to, quote, claw back IRA dollars and contracts. USDA received $19.5 billion for conservation programs in the Inflation Reduction Act for, quote, climate smart practices that support soil health, reduce greenhouse gas emissions, or sequester carbon in the soil. That funding has been part of the tug and pull in the Farm Bill debate. EQIP, under the law, was supposed to have $8.45 billion. The law included $4.9 billion for the Regional Conservation Partnership Program, grants for public-private partnerships for large-scale conservation projects, and another $3.5 billion went to Conservation Stewardship Programs, or CSP, an easement program that got about $1.4 billion, and the NRCS got $1 billion for technical assistance. Now, USDA, under the Biden administration, moved to sign as many contracts as they could with producers to get the funds out the door. A cost share essentially pays back the farmer after the contract work is done, often in phases. Contractors for another conservation pilot program, the $3.1 billion Partnership for Climate Smart Commodities, are facing frozen funds as well. USDA issued 135 contracts to collections of groups, companies, and universities to enroll farmers in climate smart conservation practices, with that goal that those farms would then eventually be able to market their commodities at a premium based on practices they were using on those farms. And the program involved 102 different farm commodities. Those contracts were, by the way, funded through the Commodity Credit Corporation. That's a fund controlled by the Secretary of Agriculture. And some of the grants under the pilot project paid farmers upfront for enrolling and then were reimbursed through the USDA. Others provided technical assistance to farmers and then would be reimbursed. Now those contractors are also being told their funds are frozen with no clarification from USDA on how to proceed. Now some of those groups, which include state and national commodity organizations, are concerned the USDA may now choose not to reimburse them for their costs. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, changing directions, an increasing number of examples of AI being used in the world of agriculture are now visible. USDA's Rod Bain has this report on artificial intelligence in agriculture.
Artificial intelligence. Kind of cool, kind of scary. It depends on who you ask, including in the ag sector. Yet AI examples exist. And as Charles Barron of Farmers Business Network points out,
artificial intelligence is really kind of just the next step of what has actually been going on for a very long time, which is using statistics to make inferences or predictions. And now you have these things called large language models, which basically turn the information that something can be analyzing from the internet or from other data sources and turn it into a usable form.
So in essence, the user asks AI a question, and it provides interpretive answers.
It creates enormous opportunity, just untold opportunity and excitement for the ways in which this can positively impact producers and positively impact agriculture. Everything from pest and disease identification to optimizing a producer's economics to successfully managing the connection between how do I pick the traits to be using on the farm or the optimal economic outlook that I might have in that commodity over a certain period of time to how to diagnose and repair machinery. AI can actually assist today with all of those things.
AI resources are usually available in the form of smartphone and tablet apps, as well as websites. AI and its components are also a buzzword among potential investors. That, according to Mike DePaula of Taranis, who adds, while the concept of artificial intelligence perhaps raises concerns in some,
scary is not knowing the stand you got or the things that are plaguing your crop and being able to quantify that. So when we say artificial intelligence, we have built a visual library that can detect and understand the stand count you have, the level of defoliation, the weed species, the severity. We quantify it.
The information then becomes available not just to the producers, but more importantly, a producer's advisor to provide recommendations associated with their fields and crops. Tools used in acquiring AI data include
drones backstop a few things from satellite. Satellite has its limitations. It's a good supplemental tool. Drones are cheaper, optics are better, and the AI, the artificial intelligence, just tells you what's in it. So then you can go talk to guys and say, how could I farm better? Was that the right hybrid? What do I need to do different?
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.